a God-honoring and future-impacting legacy of destiny also requires developing a godly family. After church, little Johnny sobbed all the way home. His father and mother asked him what was wrong, but he would not say. Eventually, he came out with what it was. He said that the pastor said that he wanted the children to grow up in godly homes. But, said Johnny, I want to stay with you guys. Well, do your children know for a fact that they are being brought up in a home where Christian values are being taught and modeled? The family is God's smallest battle formation. It is not supposed to be a holy huddle, but rather a safe place to retreat to be refreshed and built up from where to go out from and be salt and light in a mixed up and desperate world. God's plan for a fulfilling marriage and strategic family is in opposition to the world's plan. The world's plan focuses on self-gratification and self-promotion, where spouses inevitably drift apart and ultimately find themselves in the very disillusioned position of isolation. God's plan for marriage focuses on glorifying God and building oneness through the power of the Holy Spirit. The result is peace and harmony and growing oneness. Children are trained to face a dangerous world out there. Remember, your family influences future generations. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "The righteous man lives for the next generations." Henry Drummond said, "The Christian family is the supreme conductor of Christianity." A happy family is not an end in itself. Let us adopt this transcendent view when it comes to the family. Leave your family an honorable legacy, not merely an inheritance. At our last session, we will look at the greatest commission ever given by the greatest person who ever lived.